First agenda item for the afternoon, excuse me, is a report from the South Carolina Vision Summit, and it's celebrating 20 years of making a difference in the lives of blind students in South Carolina. It's being given by Marty McKenzie. Marty is the principal of statewide blind and visually impaired education and education consultant. I know Marty a long time. We won't say how long, Marty, but it makes me feel old when I say that. But Marty has been awesome in his role at the school and also in chairing the Vision Partnership. So at this time, let's have Marty McKenzie.
Thank you very much for that walk-up music. That, I think, describes the Vision Education Partnership to a T. I am glad to be with you this afternoon in this 64th convention. And there's not many that I have missed since 1992, maybe one or two. And so I am just thrilled to have the opportunity to share the progress of the South Carolina Vision Education Partnership. We titled our program this year, Celebrating Our History and Embracing Our Future. We have 20 years as the South Carolina Vision Education Partnership. And when we started working on this program, we realized that the accomplishments of the partnership were huge. And I want to go through some of those with you today. And so the first thing we talk about is why a Vision Education Partnership. Why was it needed? Well, you need a goal for any purpose. So for this one, it was to foster professional excellence, address teacher supply and demand challenges in a low incidence field, sharing resources where possible, and increasing availability of services across the state. So that was the purpose. And so what the impetus was for all of this is that in 1999, 2000 or so, University of South Carolina, Columbia decided that they were going to close the teacher preparation program for teachers of the blind and visually impaired. And Dr. Sheila Breitwiser was then president of the School for the Deaf and the Blind, a beloved president in its history. And she was fretting on her way back to Spartanburg from a meeting with her husband, Bob, in the car. And she was just like, I don't know what we're going to do. We have to solve this problem, and I don't know what to do. And so Bob said to her, just move the program, Sheila. Just move it from Columbia to another institution. So that formed the idea to move it to the University of South Carolina upstate and to make the South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind one of the clinical or the clinical primary clinical site for the preparation of teachers. And history was made as this was accomplished. So the goals: to prepare teachers of the visually impaired to be high quality teachers, to make sure they have what they need, increase professional development opportunities. As I mentioned, establishing SCSDB as the primary clinical site, and achieve a comprehensive system of personnel preparation development in the area of blindness and visual impairment education. That was an amazing story. So in that era, Dr. Breitwiser, along with several, I was one that participated. I was much, 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 much younger then. We all participated in that, and we were able to move that program to Spartanburg, and then we were able to staff it with adjunct instructors until a professor could be hired. The first professor was Dr. David Alford, who was there a few years before he moved on. And during that time, the program was sort of in its infancy. While it had transferred from Columbia, it was not a program that was exactly where we needed it to be. But in 2007, Dr. Tina Herzberg applied, having earned her doctorate just a while before, a short time, and she came here on a visit and had the opportunity to visit with several of us from the South Carolina Vision Education Partnership. And I have to tell you that it is because of the connections of the partnership that she decided to move her entire family to South Carolina, and she is still here today, and she is running one of the top-rated teacher preparation programs in the nation. And we are very, very proud of that. Let me tell you who the partners are. So this is in the order in which they were admitted to the partnership: the South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind, the University of South Carolina Upstate, of course, the South Carolina Department of Education — they were also instrumental in this — the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. Those were the first four major partners. And then came the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. And that is just an amazing accomplishment, that all of these organizations work so well together. Then came the South Carolina Association for the Education of the Blind and Visually Impaired. And I know in some states there has been division between AER and NFB. I am pleased to say that we have not experienced those differences in South Carolina. And I am the current president of the South Carolina AER chapter. Now, I'm outgoing, but I have served in that role for the past, this is my second year. South Carolina State University became a partner. The Medical University of South Carolina, Storm Eye Institute, they are still with us and still very active. And in the recent years, we've added the Vision Institute of South Carolina, a nonprofit where Jeannie Farmer is the executive director. And then just recently, we added the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services to the role of the Vision Education Partnership. Now, keep in mind, one of the requirements to be part of this organization is, number one, you need to be providing services to children in some way. And number two, you need to have a statewide reach. It's not for local to two or three counties. It is for a statewide reach. So here's the accomplishments of the partnership. The teacher preparation program was moved to Spartanburg, where it has flourished. The South Carolina Instructional Resource Center, now known as the Instructional Materials Center, was conceived by Susan Durant in the early 2000s, and Jill Ischinger is the first and so far only director of that center, and we have been very proud of those accomplishments. Susan Durant realized that we needed a clearinghouse to deal with the distribution of large print and braille textbooks in South Carolina. And she wanted that established, and she wanted the School for the Deaf and the Blind to be all things to all people in education, that as it relates to individuals that are blind or visually impaired, K-12, and individuals that are deaf and hard of hearing. But that was our first major partnership with the South Carolina Department of Education Office of Special Education Services. There's a collaboration of organizations and nonprofit entities serving students with visual impairments. When you sit in that Vision Education Partnership meeting, and it is open to the public, it is amazing how people come together around a common goal and share a common interest and share their resources so freely to make things happen. Project Magnify was born out of all of this. It started in 2005 as a research project and focuses specifically on the needs of kids that have low vision. And it is still going strong today. That's our big partnership with the university, our MUSC, Storm Eye out of Charleston. South Carolina Braille Production Center, South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind Braille Production Center. I spent many weeks in Greenwood in 2001/2002 teaching Braille to inmates who wanted to give back. And that program grew, and in 2005 or 6, somewhere right along there, they were prepared to close it. And Dr. Breitweiser called us while we were at the American Printing House for the Blind annual meeting, and she said, "You have to tell me now, do you want it?" And so Elizabeth McCown, my supervisor, and I and some others stepped out into the hall, and we went, "We absolutely want it. We'll have to figure out how to run it, what to do with it, but we want it." So Dr. Breitweiser made that happen. The program is extremely strong today with approximately 20 inmates with countless certifications beyond the National Library Services transcribers. Some of them have the Nemeth Code. Some of them are close to music. They have textbook formatting. They have numerous certifications. And then Project CREATE was a brainchild of the South Carolina Department of Education Office of Special Ed Services to reach out and to figure out how to pay for classes for special ed teachers. We got the teacher preparation program added to that, and now any special ed teacher or regular ed teacher who wants to add vision certification to their credential can do so. The South Carolina State University was awarded $500,000 grant from OSEP in 2008. USC Upstate was awarded a huge teacher preparation grant in 2009. And then the Possibilities Are Endless Braille grant came shortly thereafter. So Tina Herzberg's pull into the University of South Carolina Upstate with the current grant that she's working on is right about $1.8 billion in OSEP grants since her tenure there. The annual Regional Braille Challenge was born out of all of this, and it has been highly successful. We started at the South Carolina State Library, and we outgrew that facility, and the Commission for the Blind has been one of our strongest partners with what we do for kids, and they have hosted this event for the past 8 years, and it's been an amazing partnership. Landon Bryson, a student from Lancaster County, placed nationally this year, number 3 in his division. And we were extremely proud of that. Am I still there? Okay, yes. Tina Herzberg brought with her from Texas the idea of the development of a technology Olympics for students. And so through the assistance of the Vision Education Partnership, we were able to implement that with folks from the South Carolina Commission for the Blind, as well as SCSDB and public schools assisting us. And again, the South Carolina Commission for the Blind stepped up and hosted this when we had nowhere to go. Their generosity in doing this has kept these programs alive. In 2012, 2013, it was announced that we would have to embrace a new unified English Braille code. And nobody told us in South Carolina that we didn't have to do it. So by 2016, we had it fully implemented. And other states are going, "We're still working on our plan. What did y'all do?" And we went, "They told us we had to do it, so we thought we had to do it, and we did it." So our students now receive all UEB books out of the Instructional Resource Materials Center. And of course, we are a state that embraces Nemeth Code within the UEB context. There was a couple of years that we ran a cane quest. That was a little bit more of a struggle for us, but the students did enjoy that. Again, partnership at work. And then in recent years, we had a cohort for orientation and mobility that allowed teachers of the blind and visually impaired to add this certification on, because while we do have approximately 100 TVIs working with students across the state, we only have 26 certified orientation and mobility instructors that are working with students. Now, there are others that work with adults, but we were focusing on the numbers for students. And then the latest accomplishment was when Jody Floyd joined the staff at the South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind, statewide and blind and visually impaired education program, as the TVI mentor. So new TVIs coming out of that program get up to 2 full years after certification of assistance from a master TVI who really knows her business. So I am at 1 minute over my time. I'm just going to run through some names that you might know, and I'll be done. Dr. Sheila Breitweiser, Dr. Charles A. Love, Susan Durant, Elizabeth McCown, Dr. Nell Carney, Dr. Donald C. and Mrs. Betty Capps, Suzanne G. Swaffield, Shirley L. Anderson, MUSC, Dr. Stephen E. Morris, Charleston, Jill Lynn Ischinger, Martha Vito, Dr. Shirley B. Madison, W. Parnell Diggs, J.D., Esquire, Jeannie Farmer, Dr. Tina S. Herzberg, Linda A. McKechnie, longtime principal at the School for the Blind, Dr. Rebecca L. Stevens, Mr. James Kirby, past commissioner, Carol J. Mabry, past vice president of SCSDB, Marlene Metz, Ed Bible, Dr. Margaret E. Park, Kathy Balshammer, myself, Mr. Frank Koppel, John R. Payne, Justin L. Kaiser, Scott A. Falcone, Dr. Paige B. McCraw, Lee Spear, Jody L. Floyd, Rebecca C. Davis, Ann Kristen White, and Lisa M. Aiken. These are the people over the past 20 years that have held leadership positions within the Vision Education Partnership and stepped up to the plate to help us achieve all of these accomplishments. I want to thank you for your attention this afternoon, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to address the statewide convention. Thank you, President Koppel.